once we're recording effectively.
Okay, you're good to go.
Madam Clerk.
Okay, you're good to go.
I call this meeting to order at 10:08. I will point out that our attendance is Board Member Nikki Brammer, Board Member Alan Knight, and Business Administrator B. Tweedy. Amber is dismissed as she's unable to be here, and that is the only member of our official incorporated team. Rebecca Spencer has also been working with us, and she's also not able to be here today. So as a matter of discussion items, you know, we are going to establish a criteria for new board members.
We just need to table everything. She said just to mention that we're tabling everything if you want to, and just go straight to that.
Perfect.
If you want to.
Perfect. Do I need to make a motion for that, do
you think? No, but you need to mention it to say we're going to table.
Okay. Although our minutes list discussion items for established criteria for new board members, and the second discussion item to discuss possible new board members and communication plan, we're going to table that item for today, and we'll just postpone that to the next meeting. But we will move forward with our action items, the first of which is the conflict of interest policy.
And Rebecca Spencer had that, but we don't have it, so we have to table that one today too.
Great. And I will say that a little louder for the whole room. Because we don't have that policy with us today, we'll table that and continue that to the next meeting. But we do have the foundation bylaws, which have been shared with us, and we've had a chance to study and read through. I guess I'll open that up if there are any thoughts or discussions for those bylaws.
Thank you. As I've read them and reviewed them, I think they're a great place to start at this point. I'm sure that they'll be starting a new foundation. There'll be an opportunity to add things to that as becomes necessary or desirable. But what we have now is perfectly acceptable, in my opinion. I like them a lot.
And I agree. I felt like they are what Alpine Foundation has been using. They've been working. And there may be some places we can curate them moving forward for our new district, but I appreciate being able to use them right now. And so I'd like to ask if anyone is able to make a motion to accept those bylaws.
I make a motion to accept the bylaws as written, as we've reviewed and read, and that we use those as the bylaws for the foundation moving forward, and send those in with the application to the IRS Treasury for our nonprofit 501c3.
Great, and I will second that motion. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So the ayes are unanimous, Alan Knight and Nikki Brammer, and there are no nays. And so I think that passes with a quorum of our three official members in our corporation for the Aspen Peak School District Foundation. So that passes. With that, we don't have any other items of business. And so I will look to see if there's a motion to adjourn the meeting.
You want to set another, Amber asked if we set another meeting.
Yes.
I don't know if that's part of it, but.
On the fourth Thursday
of August.
Okay.
I think we were talking about doing the fourth Tuesday. I'm out of town on the fourth Tuesday in case that changes. We were discussing that, thinking I was taking Alan's place, but that works well. It's the same day as our board meeting, but if that works for others to have it at 11 o'clock on August 27th.
I think that sounds great.
Okay.
So, do I need to repeat that, or do you think this?
Maybe just repeat it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we'll just reiterate our future meeting, and probably meetings moving forward. We'll plan for our foundation meetings. Oh, there's Rebecca. The fourth Thursday of August at 11 a.m.
How are you?
I'm happy. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm so
Okay, do you want to do the other one, or do you want to still table it so people have a chance to look over it? What do you think?
Did you hear Amber is not able to be here today?
Sure, no.
Yeah. So we actually just kind of ran through everything. On the conflict of interest policy, would you be willing to have us bump it to the next meeting?
Yes, because it wasn't posted.
Yeah, yes. And that way we have time to post it and everyone can read through it. I think it is so important, and I'm so grateful you did that for us.
Oh, no, I'm so good with that. Okay. One of the things about me is anytime something just gets pushed back, I'm like, so just in case you're wondering.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
You're wondering, I'm like on a training and I'm here. And
oh, no.
Bless you. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's a good one. Today is the TASE conference. So the Utah Special Education Law Conference.
Awesome.
And it's really cool. And I've been listening to the keynote speaker for the last 45 minutes on everything that's happening in BC on education. And it is fascinating.
It's kind of awesome, right? Like when I met with the Office of Special Education when I was back there, like, it's great. It's fantastic.
Right? Well, one of the things that really made me nervous is trying to do away with the Department of Education and how it'll affect special education. But they just ran through numbers, for example, of like civil rights claims. And if it's a special education one, those are the ones that are going through. The other ones aren't right now, which, that's sad. I'm not. But you can see that with all the change, special education is being cured. But they have, like, the data behind that. And I'm like, okay, that was really nice.
Well, and on that note, I went through the numbers, and the IDEA fund will have $500 million more in this new budget because of reducing a lot of the staff in the federal Department of Education, and that has freed up so much money to be able to send to those student programs at the site level in the states, basically. Mm-hmm. And so I know that there's a lot of concern, but when I met with them, they're like, no, this is, we'll be able to fund more and do better. So it's really up to the states to make sure that we're
being accountable. And that's also scary because states have not
always been
the best.
Great at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
CTE is getting good. Right. Benefits from that. Mm-hmm. They're the first one on the
chopping block.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah. They are.
Okay, well, you're good. Let's adjourn this meeting then because we did approve the foundation bylaws. We've already voted on that. We skipped the discussion items just because there were only a few of us here.
I'm so good with that.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm like double and triple booked. Well, with this conference and everything else, I am here.
We're so grateful that you're helping us. So can I get a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Okay, and any seconds?
I'll second.
Okay.
I was like, can I? I'm not on the board.
I think I have to second it. Yeah, so I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And therefore, nobody's opposed because we don't have an official board member here. And so with that, we will adjourn the meeting officially.
At 10:17.
Yep, at 10:17. And then I think we said this right when you're coming in, but our next meeting is going to be the fourth Thursday of August.
August. The fourth Thursday, so the 27th.
Yep. And it'll be at 11 a.m.